Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, May 14th, Thankful Thursday. Call me, text me, send me an email so that we can celebrate alongside you God's faithfulness and what you're thankful for in this season. Today in Genesis chapter 23, we read about Sarah's death and burial. And it's interesting that there might be a quiet theme of resurrection hope going on here because Sarah is buried in Kiriath Arba. I didn't know where that was, but it's in the promised land. And so Abraham buries Sarah in the promised land, and it ends up that a lot of other patriarchs and people that you would know from the Bible end up being buried in that tomb. And it's just a subtle reminder that God's promises continue and that they had faith that God would see them through, that the promised land would become theirs one day. Genesis 23, verses 1 through 16. Sarah lived 127 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died at Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham went in to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. And Abraham rose up from before the dead and said to the Hittites, I am a sojourner and foreigner among you. Give me property among you for a burying place, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. The Hittites answered Abraham, Hear us, my lord, you are a prince of God among us. Bury your dead in the choicest of our tombs. None of us will withhold from you his tomb to hinder you from burying your dead. Abraham rose and bowed to the Hittites, the people of the land. And he said to them, If you are willing that I should bury my dead out of my sight, hear me and entreat for me Ephron the son of Zohar, that he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he owns. It is at the end of his field. For the full price, let him give it to me in your presence as property for a burying place. Now Ephron was sitting among the Hittites, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the hearing of the Hittites, of all who went in at the gate of his city. No, my lord, hear me. I give you the field, and I give you the cave that is in it. In the sight of the sons of my people, I give it to you. Bury your dead. Then Abraham bowed down before the people of the land, and he said to Ephron, in the hearing of the people of the land, But if you will, hear me. I give the price of the field. Accept it from me, that I may bury my dead there. Ephron answered Abraham, My lord, listen to me. A piece of land worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that between you and me? Bury your dead. Abraham listened to Ephron, and Abraham weighed out for Ephron the silver that he had named in the hearing of the Hittites, 400 shekels of silver, according to the weights current among the merchants. As we turn over to the Psalms, we're in a section of the Songs of Ascent. The title in my Bible, the English Standard Version, says, Our Eyes Look to Our God. As we think about it being Thankful Thursday, the attribute of God being merciful is here in the middle of this psalm. I also think about people in our lives that quietly look towards God in difficult seasons, as those who are mentioned here in the psalm have to do. They feel contempt. It says in verse 4, Our soul has had more than enough of the scorn of those who are at ease. And yet, they turn their eyes to God and believe and have faith in Him. even when things are hard. Psalm 123. To you I lift up my eyes. O you who are enthroned in the heavens, behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maidservant to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till he has had mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we have had more than enough of contempt. Our soul has had more than enough of the scorn of those who are at ease, of the contempt of the proud. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. We lift up our eyes to you, Lord. As a maidservant looks to the hand of her mistress, we know you are providing for us. And in that regard, Lassie Hatley has reminded me to be thankful this Thursday. She says she's thankful for the podcast and the testimonies of others, but mostly how God's word empowers us and encourages us every day. I thank the Lord alongside you, Lassie. As we celebrate healing in the life of one of her children, we're also thankful for rest time as they go to celebrate Sarah Kate, who has graduated from Honors College with a 4.0. You go, Sarah Kate. We're so proud of you, and we're so thankful for the Lord's provision in your life. I'm also thankful alongside Lassie for children and for the evidence that God is at work in our lives, and for his provision and faithfulness, that nothing is impossible with God, as we learned this week alongside Sarah and Abraham. Will you pray with me? O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Lord, to you we lift up our eyes. Our eyes look to you, Lord, until you have mercy upon us. And so we begin with the attribute of God of mercy. Thank you, Lord, that you do not give up on us, that we in Jesus Christ get the redemption, the restoration, the sanctification, and the holiness that we do not deserve, but you impute your righteousness to us. And all we can say is thank you. We also want to stop and thank you for a person. Perhaps someone like in this psalm who quietly keeps looking to God in a difficult season. I thank you for Ben Sass, who is a public figure who has pancreatic cancer and is preaching the gospel on podcasts and different arenas as he contemplates his death and the resurrection hope that we share. I thank you, Lord, for a place, perhaps it's a place where you can look up into the sky and be reminded that the Lord is coming again soon. Let's thank the Lord for something that reminds us of God's faithfulness, and maybe just something fun that we've been able to do this last week because of the resources that God has provided. Bless and keep my brothers and sisters today as they focus their eyes on you. Lord, take away the distractions that seek to take our time and energy and lead us in a path of destruction. May your good spirit lead us in level paths as we thank you most of all for Jesus our Lord, and the hope of promised land with him. Amen.